roster notes real quick. We waived wide receiver Xavier Rush and fullback John Robinson. We signed outside linebacker Brian Brayman and fullback Zach Line. So two for two. Any questions on the practice?
Sean, how are Sheldon ranked? Is he more explosive than maybe last year?
Well, he's healthy. You know, of course, a year ago when you have an injury like he had, you know, you miss a lot of developmental time, and so he's healthy. He's moving around. I think he's certainly comfortable at the three technique. He's taking some reps at the nose, but we kind of see him more as a three, and he's disruptive. So it's good to see him out there, and obviously, you know, he's that much further along because of his health.
This is
Coach,
the last
general
full practice of camp. I mean, how
did
it feel, the break, and what did you think you were able to accomplish?
Man, we're not in a break mode. I mean, we'll be in full pads. Honestly, I hadn't even thought about it. Tomorrow, we're in the dome, helmets and shells. Of course, we'll play Saturday. And essentially, they leave the hotel. And then next week, it's a short week for Baltimore. You know, the main thing was coming out here, getting some good work. I thought, you know, the weather was great. We had some cloud cover. I thought both teams, you know, kind of handled the heat. Of course, we'll put the tape on. There'll be a lot of stuff we can coach off of, you know, a different defense completely. Offensively, some things that, you know, we're going to have to work on. And, you know, you see a few different things with Watson in the game, different than maybe the other quarterbacks. But I thought it was good. I thought it was good work.
When you have joint practice, are there things you're emphasizing more than others on?
You're wanting great opportunities in these drills to set up and evaluate guys, you know, really working against other guys that have been coached hard. And so that's, I think, where you see growth with players. And I think that's why it's a benefit to both teams. I know Bill feels the same way, and I don't know how many practices jointly we've had with the Texans, but with Bill, we've had a couple now, and you know, there's a lot of makes a lot of sense logistically when you look at, we've always played them in the preseason. It's less than an hour's flight, so overall, I think the first practice went good. You know, we got a lot of good work in, a lot of good tape to watch.
You're gonna work with them tomorrow on the walkthrough, or?
Yeah, it will be situations. Yeah. You know, we'll be in the dome. It's the first time for a lot of our guys to get under the lights and get on the new field. Those guys will be the same way, and we'll do some end of game situations that are really more teaching mechanics. Might be onside kick at the end of the game, our kick versus their hands, flip it around, all those kind of situations that we can benefit from together.
Sean, overall, it seems like the two-minute defense, whether going against yourselves or like today, they really showed up.
Listen, I think it's something we've been emphasizing. You guys know as well as anyone, you know, in a handful of the last year's losses, you know, we were either A, unable to get the points we needed, or you know, defend the final drive. And it's just it's such a significant part of our game. So we got to keep working on that.
Were you happy with what you saw in the 2 minute defense?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And so I just think that it's something that it's that important that we keep practicing it. It's good when you get to do it against a different offense because the plays are different, snap counts different, protections. You know, it allows you to have to react to some things maybe you're not normally used to seeing. You know, Drew being a two-minute drive, and he's, you know, hiding his signals with our guys because they've seen, you know, a lot of that. And so it's a little different when you get a different team.
What would be a kind of outside, maybe more rational view of the quarterback situation there where so many people want to see Watson? And I'm sure you scouted him a lot, and they've got – Bill has a guy that he trusts. You get any sense of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they've got experience, and they've got a young player, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to develop them the way they see fit for their team. What do you got there on your neck? Is that like a cool?
Cooling towel, yeah. It's not a fashion statement.
Did we issue that?
No, you didn't.
I'd like one of those.
Yeah, so.
But I think around the league though, look, there are new guys competing to get up to speed and veterans that are, you know, fighting off the battle. And I'm sure that, you know, that opportunities like this for them the same way are positive.
Did you get a sense of Watson's performance today? Or,
You know, look, it's hard to, you know, until you put on the tape, and I'll watch the defensive tape too. He's got poise. We saw him in the game last week make a few plays, and I'm sure that like any young player, rookie, first-year player, there's a learning curve. But, man, if the play breaks down, you know, he's hard to get a hand on. He broke contain on us a few times, and it's challenging.
We saw Peterson scoring that wheel route. How encouraging has his receiving been through camp?
It's been good. It's been steady. You know, I think that I don't know that that would be the first thing we think of when we're looking at his skill set, and yet, you know, you have to have some flexibility. You have to be not one-dimensional when you're in the game, and he's shown that. And clearly, it's something Mark's gotten better at as well.
Coach, what does it do for your team going up against one of the league's best defenses here in the preseason and in practice?
Well, look, it's just a number of periods. We had a team run period today. We had 2 minute, a couple rolls. We had a ton of third down work, base work, red zone work. You know, we got a lot of film to cover, and you know, you see a different front. They're a little bit more out of a odd defense. So it's good. You know, we're gonna play week two. We're gonna play New England, and they're gonna be in a similar front, and we're gonna have to handle that. And so it's hard to replicate that during the training camp with your own defense if that's not your scheme. So the exposure to that early is good.
Sean, I'm sure you're not going to offer any injury specifics, but how tough is it to lose out on the two first-round draft picks in this practice session? I'm sure there are two guys you really wanted to
evaluate. I think they're absolutely, and yet you can't control it, and you know, I'm sure they'll bounce back and hopefully you know, be ready to play Saturday.
Have you seen enough from those two guys to have a good read on how ready they are already?
Yeah, but look, there's still 2 weeks left. I wouldn't, you know, both of those guys are getting acclimated. They're getting a lot of work. You know, it felt like Lattimore last week really coming back from some time missed, had a good week with the Chargers. And Ryan the same way. They're getting a ton of reps. So, you know, we'll keep developing those guys and getting them the work they need prior to when we start the season.
Sean, what are some of the other things that Adrian's done that's kind of shown you that he's still got it?
I think the off-season program and the conditioning level and his, you know, when you go in the weight room or you're working out or you're watching in these team drills, you know, he's got to bounce to a step. You know, both he and Mark are itching to get in the preseason games, and I think, you know, so far we've handled that well, and we'll try to get him some work here Saturday.
Sean, looking at the rookie Malik Foreman, he just came on board, had a handful of plays out there, interceptions.
Yeah, listen, it's encouraging. You know, there's a lot of transactions that are happening throughout camp. And so when one happens and you come in new, you have, you know, that less amount of time, whatever time missed. So we'll keep paying attention. I think obviously, you know, how he does in the kicking game is vital. Hopefully we get more exposure to those guys. You know, I feel like the last two preseason games in our punt return phase, for whatever reason, we had some short punts versus Cleveland. We weren't able to field. They were just, you know, balls that you had to stay away from. And then it happened last week. So hopefully we can get some returnable opportunities so we can not only grade the returners, but, you know, grade how we're blocking.
What did you guys like about Line and Bowman?
One for special teams. The other one's an experienced fullback that I think will give us good competition. So, you know, we felt like it was a good move for us at this time.
Is there anyone other than Chris Banjo whose contributions were obvious that is really having a good special teams camp that we might not?
Yeah, listen, I think a handful of guys. Boom is someone that's doing a good job in the kicking game. I think Brandon Coleman's doing a good job. Lasco, we see as a guy that, remember when we drafted him, it was mainly because of what we saw in kickoff coverage. I could go through a handful of players. Stupar, you know, will play a big role in that. Craig Robertson, I think Raphael Bush, all of those guys, you know, we're going to have to really sort through this roster when it comes to our final cutdown.
Sean,
last question.
On that note, how do you weigh, you know, when you want to use a starter, a key contributor on offense or defense, like we've seen Klein and Snead out there?
It's a good question. You know, we got to get some work with them, and yet, you know, be mindful of where we're at in the preseason. When we discuss the roles for a game, we discuss offense and defense, what phase, how they're playing. field goal block is easy. Usually we put that into halves. But then when we get to punt return, kickoff return, we talk about individuals and when they're out. The one thing we don't want to do is, you know, have them not playing offense and defense and coming back in the, you know, second half. So we try to really map out a pitch count for every player. We know how the returners are going to rotate, you know, whether it's every two or three plays. We know how the coverage units are going to rotate, and it's one of the challenges, obviously, in the preseason with 90 players.
Jim, real quick, how has Drescher looked since he's had him back?
So far, if we haven't noticed anything with the long snapper, it's generally a good sign. We'll keep paying attention to it. All right, thanks.